only guideline was that it was consistent with American policy. Later, NSC 10-1 and NSC 10-2 were to supersede NSC 4 and NSC 4A, and NSC 10-1 was to establish the Office of Policy Coordination, or the OPC, was chartered to carry out an expanded program of covert activities. It was directly responsible for the alien task projects, and it was the direct forerunner of MJ-12. NSC 10-1 and 10-2 validated illegal and extra-legal practices and procedures as being agreeable to the national security leadership. Reaction, of course, was very swift. In the eyes of the intelligence community, no holds were barred. Under NSC 10-1, an executive coordination group was established to review, but not approve, covert project proposals. Why? Because if you've ever read or known anything about President Truman, he was a mean little guy, and he didn't believe in trusting everybody else to do the right thing, and he kept the power solidly in his hands. He did not give it to him.